interrupting the current neo-Ukrainian climate change behavioral controlled cricketism. To bring you behind the woodshed, this is Cricketude Busting episode BTWRLM482. They're just building it up on us, aren't they, folks? And we're letting them. Even when we say we aren't. Because your silence is consent. Silence in any way is taken as consent. And they do that because they treat you like a bunch of animals. They treat you like a bunch of barnyard feedlot animals to be dealt with. Because you're just so unruly. But in actuality, you aren't. Well, you kind of are. If you go somewhere else off the United States and you go into and find out what they're doing over the pond and what's going on in Europe. And they finally, the people that are in production are finally stepping up. Finally standing up. I hope it's enough. I hope they go farther. Just driving a tractor around is not going to really be enough. But they attacked the basis of the foundation of societies. I told you they were doing it in the United States. That's a reflection over there. That should be happening here. How they bought people off in the United States. You saw that in COVID, the bribe. All the governments, all the local officials that were supposed to protect you didn't. And there was no law that allowed it. There was every way to stop it, and nobody has. The one court case I know about is trying, met with the anticipated obstruction of justice that not many people really want to keep looking at, which the mass of people looking at and then getting rightly indignant might, well, see, you don't have a tractor, but you'd maybe drive something somewhere and do something. And again, the fact and the failure of doing something against it is going to be the license that is taken by a criminal, organized criminal syndicates globally. And I don't know what else more to say about this. This thing has been going on for decades and decades. They built up the infrastructure. Their capacity is being built against you. Capacity building. All this language is indicative of the same implementation, although it may not have all the same source. They all use the tools that work. And they defeat you, and they defeat your little ones. And I'm going to open up the broadcast today to highlight a link that was sent to me on a project that I attempted to try to do. It was make a video after I recognized Child Services being the criminal organization that it is. I had a heads up when I was caring for a 92-year-old woman with elder, with the senior care services with the state, and they tried to attack me, and I was able to beat them, and I got to see what so-called services is about in the government. It's all kind of a bribe of sorts as well. Well, there's a documentary that comes out. The title is Save the Babies, a documentary on CPS child trafficking. Now, it opens up here saying it's groundbreaking. I'm not so sure. I don't understand anything about it that's groundbreaking to me. I'll read the title here and then I'll maybe interject a little bit on it, but it is the style of documentary I was pulling together back in 2004 when I got collected up and that project disappeared. All the information disappeared. As I said to you before, I feel pretty fortunate in a way. You'll notice in this documentary how they identify anybody that ever spoke out against this and did any kind of actually tried to gain traction are all dead. My only thought is why I and people followed my footsteps, they're dead. And I may have escaped because I think when the people that destroyed the documentary I was making, they realized I didn't have all the actual connective proof to people. And so I could only prove the generality and the fact of its existence and how. And I went through the court system, how I identified how the judges were working with CSP to pull off this magic trick. And a lot of it works on ignorance. This title here says, in this groundbreaking full-length film, executive producer Patrick Holly and director Ben DeLaurentis reveal the dark side of Child Protective Services, showing that CPS traffics children with the support of perverted politicians. This film is dedicated to all the children who have been snatched from their homes by CPS and all of their families. And I'd like to offer this, show you that if I couldn't get my documentary, this is a good second place. And in its own right is a first place in that they did go and find some of the victims and had them speak. My connection, so that you might know, if there's information left on it, Pamela Gaston and Will Gaston, their daughter was taken. They were taken on fraud. I caught it when I was listening to a video file of how the judge was covering up evidence. And being that they lived in a totally different place, but we worked together in discussing what was going on against the theft of their daughter, Will's daughter in particular. That popped out. They didn't even understand it. They didn't understand the procedural failure that went on right in their face, even though Pamela was a real warrior. Warrioress? Heroine? No, not that other type. No, the one that stands up. And she ends up dying. It's thought. We don't have any proof. I wasn't that close to go find out and do an investigation. She dies in the process of this, and they think that she may have been poisoned. Will lives longer, up until the point that somebody down, I think, in California, and I apologize for not remembering his name, identifies where his daughter was put in a house, in a home. And they go to the door and knock, and it ultimately is a dead end where no one answers the door. His daughter was taken, I think it was Melissa, excuse me for not knowing all these names, a long time ago, folks. He never got to see his daughter again. It's thought that she was turned by the people in CSD because of the gender identity of those workers to being lesbian, based on some information that Will had gotten at the time. And so we have this transformation of your little ones working through this process. But this is an organized criminal syndicate. This is a documentary that points it out. I don't know what more to say. They got to a couple of the kids that will tell you what happened. It was pretty much what I was hearing. You'll see the heart-wrenching, if you will, if you're settled for that. But if you want to watch that far, the heart-wrenching work, you'll see even where the women, mostly at the time, men started to do this, but they would do everything. They would comply, but they would never get the fruition of their compliance. It was all a delay tactic. That they used the front of the CSD, the front of the families that they put them in as a cover for this organization. They, as I said, the euphemism of runaway is actually pointed out in this video. I don't know where they found all their information, but all of that is there. And so I wanted to offer this. I think it's important. I'm taking a whole lot more time to break this down a little bit. This documentary, I'll agree it's groundbreaking if you've never heard this before, but those of us that have researched this organized criminal syndicate that's inside, it's not just the politicians, it's in the courts. And a politician, if you will, it was a rancher who was a senator, told me on a film, which I don't have now, you have to take my word for it, I've mentioned this before, he said when he re-looked at what they did as a state, that it terrified him what they let in the state, and they had no more control of it when it was allowed in. It was like Dracula, letting Dracula in the door. And because it has federal attachments, it ends up becoming this entirely uncontrollable beast. And then you are affronted by you're faced with the political destruction of going against them, because they just say, what, don't you want to help the children? That's a summary of what he told me. Got this all on tape, got this all in an interview, in a very professional setting. In fact, that was what the whole point about my documentary was. I was upping my talent. I wanted to get this up in broadcast quality for PBS. Whether or not they got it there, it wasn't matter. It was that I was moving my game up to try and present this. I failed. I failed by someone figuring it out, getting rid of me, putting me in jail on a traffic charge. And then they went in and they took out all my work that was done in a facility for, I can't remember now, the pig access facility. Destroyed every scrap of evidence of that project except one slip of paper. It was as if I walked back into that pig access and they didn't know who I was, they knew who I was, but they didn't know what I was working on, even though I had people working and helped me. They didn't really want to agree, it seemed, that was even there. And I had left a note for somebody. And I slipped it underneath their desk cover, and I was able, that finally came to my mind. There's evidence. I talked to somebody in there, and there it was. It was sitting right there, that note to that administrator. And All of a sudden, that triggered some memories. But the point was that my project, my documentary, exposing almost the same stuff as you'll see in this, even in some of the same video interview lighting formats, was even pretty interesting, how we all seem to communicate similarly, is in this video. So a long time I prepped that. Take some interest in it. This is serious. Some of you folks that may have a chance to check into this, it's going to need an army of people addressing this as well. Like I've said before, all these various areas of destruction of your society, the cancer that's been in the system, what has been brought into the system that allows this, the capacity building, the leverage funding. Remember, everybody, all the so-called taxpayers pay for this to be harming them, is underneath all of what this is here. And a lot more to say, but here's a couple of people putting it together. I want to move on to show how they cause abuse and they cause destruction of your family. They cause a lot of things. The destruction of your family works into the ability that they now can say, oh, you don't even have to have little ones that grow up to know anything. Because it's all about behavior. And they then allow the abused people to run an asylum that they're creating. And typically in education we find these very same types of people show up as they're given authority to start directing the ship of state, run harder into the iceberg. Award-winning LGBT activist charged with child pornography. Anastasia Diamond, the pseudonym for Bryce Williams, a drag queen who goes by the stage name of Anastasia Diamond, has been charged with 25 counts of possessing child pornography. Williams was previously honored for his work with LGBT youth, and more controversially, was filmed performing a drag show for minors. So I'm not going to go further. You can read more about it. You can read what is found on around him. Again, these are all covers for, I think, Child Services is a cover for doing pedophilia, trafficking, no doubt. They use the words or euphemism. There's nothing that you really listen to that's right. My engagement with Senior Services, they have no interest to really help the elder folk, and they are there just to try to work to steal your property, whether that's your income, even your wages, whether that's your, more importantly now with elders, it's their property. That's what they wanted. And where I was a woman in a very well set up place, set up by her daughter, and my job was to keep her environment exactly the way it was. And the senior services got wind of it because someone got jealous and or they wanted to do the same thing, to take control, and they showed up at the door. And I did, again, not knowing anything, I had to read real quick to figure out stuff. They had no place they were going to put this elder woman from the place that she lived. The place that she lived in and what she was available to was like something coming out of an architectural magazine. And I was just to maintain that environment for her. She was like 92 years old. We didn't speak the same language. It was very difficult. Point was that they didn't come in to give her, they weren't going to give her any better care than what I could provide, but they demonized me. And that's what goes on around all of this. You'll see this. It's really, in a way, heart-wrenching, and it's also, in a way, I don't let myself go that depth anymore. I've seen it. I know it's there. We'll cry later. We need people to step up earnestly to start moving these things forward to stop them. Again, our silence is allowing the consent. And this is a gnarly knot to work through. It's not real easy. But award-winning LGBT activist is charged with child pornography. That's not even a surprise. I just threw this in here just to show you. This is where the society goes down the tubes. These people are given a special status, and most all of it's a cover for doing crime. I don't know what more to say about it. Someone who also was sent to me, and thank you to the emailer that puts me heads up on this, is, I've talked about her before. I haven't known much about her before, just recently. She put out another video, very interesting because she's onto something. It's Allison McDowell. And you'll find, if you just go to Twitter, you find this. I'll have the link in the blogcaster. Twitter, Disengagement, and Skinner's Box is the title. And what caught me initially right up the front was that in the beginning of this video, it's over almost 3 hours long. Yes, I did eventually listen through it. I wanted to hear where she was at. But she laments, as I have been, not getting any answers from my inquiry, nothing definitive anyway. What else do I say here? What can I produce? What can I get people to do? How do I address things? What are specifically things we can do? She laments the fact that all her research and work is not really helped being promoted or used by hardly anybody. In fact, people that she knows directly that work with her have not promoted her work or used it, particularly to Twitter, where she doesn't, they retweet everything other than her work and how to understand it. Is, I think, a general, what should I say, lamentation of us, those of us that do the research, that have a much deeper understanding than even people that do a little bit of research in it, kind of think they know what's going on. That I want to call attention to the beginning, even though really what she's talking about is very important information after. And I thank everyone for promoting the Twitter that do, a few handful of you, I really do appreciate that. Notwithstanding the obstruction it is, it does get the word out. People do show up periodically to see. Any new eyes or ears may be very important. They'll talk into another broadcaster and saying, you know, there's not really much response. But if we can, we can turn someone a half a degree back to where they need to be or over to where they need to be. That, again, that's important. So, the point, her lamenting that she is pulling back from all her social media because of what she found out in a book that she actually offers a PDF to. This PDF I may include, because I haven't read it quite yet, but what she read from, I may include in my blogcaster. No different than the Silo Weapons for Quiet War and the Protocols of the Elders of Zion links that I offer to show you that there's an inside thing going on, an inside organization. There's a basis for what they're doing to you. They know you better than yourself, this kind of stuff. There's a plan that you may say, oh, I know that. But no, this is the nuts and bolts. And you have to appreciate the nuts and bolts. Now, where I differ from Allison is I stopped. Once I saw the regurgitated plan over and over and over, I said, well, I don't need to dive any deeper. I see, all I need to do is identify they're doing these elements. Once I see the elements, I know who I'm dealing with. What I need to know is how to stop them, not to undermine Allison's work at all. You need to know, if you're going to focus in on what she's explaining to us, her insight to tie in the Skinner box that B.F. Skinner made is really an insight for people if they haven't understood what's going on. It's why I tell you, get off your phones, get away from this internet, stop, don't get into Bitcoin, she's all over that. We have come to the stinking abyss and we see pretty much the same thing. We came from different places where she does the detailed deep dive. One particular thing, like Nikki Rapana did for the Communitarian, it's not the whole study, but it gives you the basis of the nuts and bolts. I said, there they are. Now, where are they using? What are they using to implement themselves? And where can I understand how to defeat them as best I can? And then what can I tell people? That's where I went. So I stopped getting in the deep granular studies. I just looked for the elements of what they make. That's how I was able to identify and do the analysis that got us into the lawsuit in 2013 relative to this, all this imposition in the statutes through the politics and the judges, the Bar Association. They all became part of that lawsuit as fomenting this destruction, the Republican form of representative government, through things like leverage funding and the statutes that come in shotgun in pieces that are assembled back behind the scenes to create this, what Allison McDowell identifies as the Skinner box. You don't know what they know about you. You don't know, even those of us that think that we know, and this is what I'm cautious about, what am I being programmed in that I don't even know about? She's explaining a bit of how that all worked and the source of it. And I want you to see it. I think she's doing some good work in that. She's going to back off. How many people have I heard, do I know, besides myself, that do not go into the matrix, if you will, as they're developing this thing, that are not supported, that are included, that pull back? Now, Allison McDowell, I've done it. I don't think that William Roberts ever got too deep into getting integrated with the system of the internet. The Clint Richardson, another mountain of information, just not given any really credibility. for his ability to bring the information. And no one really, other than to watch the horror, to read through it and then take up. Not many can take it up and actually use it. It's the lament that those of us that do this have. Though we continue, and you'll hear she's going to continue. What she's going to do is get even more granular. She's going to read even deeper. And so we can all pull from all this. And I hope maybe that can happen maybe in the future. And anyway, here's the Twitter disengagement in the Skinner box. Your whole world is being tailored exactly. In other words, in her more distinct words relative to specific things, she is better more articulate than that. I decided I didn't need to be. Maybe it was a mistake to say that. As far not now, when just to do that, not to get so granular that I get all the words perfect relative to particular things. But she can, and she does, like Nikki Rapana would. I don't miss them, but I just don't speak that way and through those. They all mean the same thing. And so she's doing a great, even this video and how she went through this, even reading through the document that she's found and offered, I may actually put that in my blogcaster now. Because you need to see the box that's been made. And I'm going to suggest to you, the box is already in your head. The box is already in every one of us that they use for behavioral control. And so this is ongoing. It's real. The tools that they use for the behavioral control box in radicalizing youth, like you saw in the last story, that becomes the problem, the predator, right, in the wolf in amongst your lambs. The United States becomes out. It's the cause of the radicalization of the entire population. Look at what they did with COVID. Half of the world is radicalized, suffering sticker shock. So, I mean, I'm paying a whole lot more time here than I was thinking. It's just so important. My mind is just deep in my mind. Even though I'm talking, my mind's deep in how deep this is, how important it is to understand, how important it is to start supporting those people and spreading the word to support those that show us, put together the pieces of the puzzle to show you a lineage. I recognize this absolutely correct. This is absolutely right, what's going on. It's where, again, I was talking to you about subliminal advertising. It's how this all works. You don't even know you're being controlled, even if it's in opposition. In fact, another story coming up will explain. They get groups of people together, and then they get it so confused and confounding that the groups themselves argue amongst themselves. That's all technique. That's in a toolbox. The behavioral control box. And she identifies it as a book that she's reading as a really a promotion of how they did that, working through B.F. Skinner's work. Any of you who have done any study on that? I find it interesting, those of us that had education, we were educated in this. Almost like here's the people that are doing this stuff to you. And so we're living out the experiments of the 50s. You're the guinea pig. You're the animal that they consider that you are. And you're responding as an animal in that regard. Now, I insulted a whole bunch of people here, but I'm not talking in absolutes. We all have a varying degree of how much of the animal is. If you don't think I've made decisions that it's like living the base, not like the new base. I mean, a basic life isn't moving me back to a less modern position so I can watch and try to deal with this oppression. Then you're missing a point too, because I say what I say doesn't mean I'm immune from all that I see and have to respond to it and watch for it and avoid it the best I can. This is the pervasive prison that we live in. It defines that. You don't have to, I mean, once you start seeing it, your existence defines that. All the complaints we make defines the prison you're in. It's actually this psychologist's or psychiatrist's behavior box that the rudiments of which Allison identifies through a book discussing it, how they went and they got that, how they went and they moved it from these experiments, dealing with kids with autism, another kind of a box, something that limits you. They put you in a limitation. They treat you as a psychotic, someone with a mental illness, and they deal with you on that level. Now think, for those of you with Second Amendment rights, why red flag laws are so important and dangerous and what I talk about. What I've mentioned and the way they go directly after attempting to attack you on your mental capacity. So So I found Ellison's work compelling, if we want to go there. I think it's more than that. And she's lamenting the fact that no one's understanding this and feeling that sense of separation on very important information. And she says she's still learning like all of us. Now, I've moved my learning into application. What I know seems to be enough to move into application. I ask you to do the same thing. Use this to fortify and create a foundation from which you respond so that you don't have a question in your mind what you're facing, and you can identify and look forward to see the deception coming at you. We can see deceptions, but we don't know how actually that we don't respond or that we respond in a certain way may have been a planned deception for those that know us better than ourselves. It's a fascinating control structure. She's bringing it out. A revelation to her, I think, and that's why she's on this. I'm telling you that her connection is what you're living. What I speak to, I don't speak with reference to Skinner's box. I tell you this is what's going on with you. And to me, it's I'm driven to tell you that about that and continue and running out of ways to tell you. And then at some point you say, well, I've said it. What else do I say? In fact, I was just talking to one of the broadcasts came up before an hour ago, talking about the radicalization of youth then. It is what you are being subjected to. I'm talking about the radicalization of the society then. It's what you are involved in right now in your lives. And she is identifying that and pointing that there was a source for it. And I think that's important to see. As we move in to see how the government is radicalizing youth, you and I don't necessarily believe this story is how it's implementing, but it is, they get down to how they're implementing the condition, and it does have an effect that I think is important. So I'm not, again, I give you these links. I may or may not totally agree with the analysis, but there's things in it, the pearls of or even the awareness of this thing going on to show the agenda that's going on, the transformation of society is in full swing, and it's really the government itself that's attacking the people. This is it's no joke that we've been in a war, and I don't think essentially the Civil War ever really ended. They moved our internal conflicts into the courts, which they controlled, and then they continued to attack us in ways that we didn't understand it. Though we can see it, monetary, economically, services, benefits, all this other stuff. But USDA technocrats ransom public schools in transitioning children. Pretty outlandish. Why would the government be doing that? But when you start seeing essentially what Allison is talking about, they're right in the schools. They're going right after your little ones. They're right there to do it. And now we see they go after your food. They control your food. They control you. Food has been known. The UN World of Hunger. I posted that last week. If they make you hungry, they think that it'll drive you to do certain things. Well, it does, but that's a servitude of slavery, isn't it? U.S. technocrats ransom public schools in transing children was the title. I need to jump down just to the point where we start into the quote. U.S. Department of Agriculture's USDA Food and Nutrition Service announced today that it will interpret the prohibition and discrimination based in sex found in Title 9 of the Education Amendments of 1972 and in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, S-N-A-P, to include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. As a result, state and local officials, program operators, and sponsors that receive funds from the FNS must investigate allegations of discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation. Quote, close quote, it's a statement, other document. I don't know. When did sex become like in your food bowl? When would you take a little one and discriminate them, not give them food? When? On any of this stuff. Why would they be talking about all that? But this is, again, it's a promotion. This is where this is heading. They make this an issue. It shouldn't even be involved. But this is where this has been working. It's inside your system. It's inside the government. The USDA is part of the system of the pillars of the foreign agenda. I've talked about all this in the past. And we do it through the production side. That's the Forest Service and all that. And we see all the organizations and conservation organizations it's tied into. There's no separation. Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services Deputy Undersecretary Stacey Dean reiterated the framing as a necessary step to protect human rights. Now, human rights is a foreign imposition, and the Declaration of Human Rights is not without its own servitude to a non-governmental organization. How do you find that? Go read the Declaration of Human Rights. Get about two-thirds of the way down to a three-quarters and read where you're subject to what the commons, the common authority, the non-governmental authority says. Ironically, Dean claims, quote, no one should be denied access to nutritious food simply because they who they are or who they identify. Remember, this is talking about little kids, little goats, being fed in school. And this is an issue now. Should not even be here. This shouldn't even be a question. They make it one. Yet, USDA now, as an official policy, will deny food to non-compliant school districts that don't organize their entire institutions around accommodating trans, in quotes, trans students. Behind the word, well, our bureaucratic word salad talking points, the threat is clear that the program operators and sponsors that receive funds for the FNS referenced in the above press release include public schools that feed kids at or below the poverty line. The federal separation of powers as meticulously crafted in the U.S. Constitution has failed to curtail the social engineering LGBTQ plus program. All three branches of the federal government have gotten in on the action. I'll stop there. You can read it. This is what they're talking about. We go on and say one more thing with the dissenting judge, Justice Samuel Alito, describing in a legislation that talked about the Title X extension. He says that the legislation described as legislation, these rules described as legislation through the court and as an unconstitutional function, mandated the inclusion of the fluid concept of, quote, gender identity, close quote, in the definition of biological sex. What that means practically is that because discrimination based on sex is federally illegal, discrimination based on gender identity, which is not bounded by scientific reality, is also now illegal. Stop there. That's the point. They bring it out. It's adjunct policy. It's reflexive law. There's no basis for it, and they allow it in, and you don't see it coming. How many people would see that unless you're kind of giving the heads up about it? And this is how they've broken down the borders. They've broken down the objective basis. The thing that I talk about refortifying and constraining the operations of things to all the time. Moving on with Allison's showing that the Skinner box being made, and it's about operant conditioning and the behavioral controls by the most heinous manners. They take on this idea that they just have the right to do this. You're someone diminished anyway, and they're going to help you. And they really have no capacity to respond. And who are they? But UK using behavioral science techniques to nudge to net zero. Well, I want you to focus on this more importantly. We'll just keep, I need to move on. Allison mentions in these conditions, the terminology is to nudge. Net zero is something about nudging you to a behavior that brings you into climate change, carbon compliance. Nudge is has a big meaning. It's not just, oh, we think, oh, I'm just going to nudge. No, this is the operant conditioning. It's in the notice to you that they're doing this to you. I guess I'll stop right there. You can read this article. Right in the news is what Allison was pointing out, is in this book explaining the operant conditioning as modeled by B.F. Skinner and adopted insights privately and moved on from by academia, who I complain up all the time. Again, they were the implied agents of our lawsuit. They implement this stuff. That's where the leaders of the world come through. These leaders are these sustainable leaders, the ambassadors of that university system. And I got a heads up on this ahead of time. We also have the private promoters of all this. There's a ton of money in it. That's what it's really all about. Leverage funding is really how do you get people to put the gun to their head and pull the trigger, essentially, or put a kneecap themselves or whatever, however they want to hobble themselves. If they don't make you mentally deficient, by just imposing that upon you, they make you mentally deficient by some of your consent, like we might see going on and appears to be one of the effects of sticker shock. But this term was, I need just to highlight the term. This was a brilliant term, Margaret Anna Alice wrote some articles you can find on Substack. Some I can't get. I'm not signed in. I do not sign into stuff. I don't sign up for lots of things because that's one of the connections. They're looking to track you down so they can condition you over time. You give them information over time. They're so-called AI programs itself to continue to adjust for you. And they build your dossier. And once they get it to the blockchain, as I've been telling you, that's your social credit. That's what's going on. They just attach all this to you. That's going to be your license to exist in their system under human rights, which is subject to a non-governmental organization or the UN, as we were told. All right? Now, I tell you also go back into Title 42, Section 1981, and go down to, I think it's C. After you go down, you'll see that they even speak to non-governmental organizations are prohibited from releasing people from the imposition of exactions of every kind. In other words, extortions of the government of every kind. And these are the so-called equal rights so-called gave to the freed people, which were slaves right before that, and also subjected but to white citizens, if you all think you have a white privilege. But this term by Margaret Anna Alice, I've never seen anywhere else. It was sent to me. perfect. Brilliant. I have to just give high praises to this. The title here, you'll hear the word, The Anatomy of a Philanthropath. Dreams of Democide and Dictatorship. Philanthropath. Perfect. I just love it. This is what's going on. This is the private side looking. It's coming in great benefits. The government's a similar philanthropath in that regard, looking for benefits bestowed. When you look at what they do with those benefits, like the USDA, is they actually use to corrupt. I don't even know where to begin on how to do this, but I can't do it myself until we get lots of people that see this. Until maybe people give more credit to Allison's work and put it into practice, we got a long way to go to even come to terms with how well engaged this organized corruption is. But the philanthropaths, the private nature, the identity here given for an example is Bill Gates. They come to do their, in other words, democide and dictatorship was perfectly identifying what it appears is going on with this guy. And they're all over the place. And I want to read the article. I thought the term philanthropath, perfectly describes it. Why do I say that? Because that's a term, I think, that attaches concretely, without equivocation, to those that are harming us, that I think is the alternative term that completely counters all the deception of how much benefits they bring to the world. It may go on, people may be able to analyze this even deeper and get it even wider. We are looking not just to call them names, but describe what they do is important. I don't want to call people names. I want to say, what is it? Well, yeah, it's an interesting mashup. Philanthropist and psychopath. And what does the evidence that you can find, how does the evidence prove that out or not? And when you have the evidence, as I keep telling people writing legal papers, the documents and motions and briefs, do not assert a statement of what you interpret the condition to mean unless your evidence proves that point first and beyond a shadow of a doubt. Once you show the elements that reflect off objective basis, like principles of equity or procedure or law that's not questioned, only then, when you've established that basis, do you then make a statement as to the consequence. And so, I wouldn't call anybody a philanthropath that didn't have evidence on both sides of that word. But, they're there. Gates is a prime candidate. I think she's good to point that out. And anyway, that's enough here. Perfect word. We need to find these words to try to out the enemy for what it's doing, not as a slight to who they are, them. It's about what they do, and that's to counter what they do, to put another opinion immediately before people in the statement of it. Again, you'd likely have to set up how they are. They comply with that because it is something coming that we have to do this on our own anyway. Even through all the obstruction that's been placed before us, even the Skinner box in our mind that's been placed there over all this time. For as much as we may say we're not programmed, just about everything can program us. We could say we haven't had television, but there's other ways to get at us. But the censorship is an inverse way to get at us. But moving on, we have to choose your reality. It's in the news now. They're telling us. AP News actually presented this, but they have their designs, and I can look at it for ours. Now choose your reality. Trust wanes. Conspiracy theories rise. So they're saying, obviously, but if your trust wanes, then you're going to make up stuff. Well, the trust wanes maybe because it's not so much a theory. And that's the other thing that these people have not come to terms with. But I'll read some here, and I think Mr. Wilson, and I don't think it's the volleyball, but I think Mr. Wilson here speaks, and I think he has something to tell us a little bit about his journey a bit. And he has an interesting advice for us, but we hear the truth, as I've been telling you. But don't make the natives restless. It's international law, folks. Don't make the natives restless. And don't lose their trust and keep their confidence. Consent of the governed. Daniel Charles Wilson believes that attacks of September 11, 2001 were an inside job. The war in Ukraine is totally scripted, and COVID-19 is completely faked. The Boston Marathon bombings, mass shootings in Newtown, Connecticut, in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. Crisis actors, he says. Wilson, a 41-year-old from London, Ontario, has the doubts about free elections, vaccines, and the January 6th insurrection, too. He accepts little of what has happened in the past 20 years and cheerfully predicts that someday the Internet will make everyone as distrustful as he is. Quote, it's the age of information and the hidden government, the people who control everything. They know they can't win, Wilson told the Associated Press. Quote, they're all lying to us. But we're going to break through this. It will be a good change for everyone. I have to agree with Mr. Wilson right here. They're all lying to us. And I hope you believe we can break through, but I hope you understand it's not going to do breaking through. Like breaking and entering requires you to do something, doesn't it? Rejecting what they hear from scientists, journalists, or public officials, these people instead embrace tales of dark plots and secret explanations. And their beliefs, say experts, to who study misinformation extremism, I'm going to get this tongue to work today, reflect a widespread loss of faith in the institutions like government and media. Well, not like government and media. And I want you to understand what that passage is. That is those that came through the B.F. Skinner box technology in order to deal with how you're going to get you under control. That's what that statement is right there with these experts who study misinformation as extremism. That's the SMART application of finding out how much they can get you to believe, what it takes to get you to buy in, and then give up. Loss of faith. Full faith in credit? Is that how they steal your money? No one's argued that. I keep telling you, that's a fiction. But they need your faith. That's another belief system, like a religion. Yeah, all the words are consistent. Moving on, we'll just go through this a little bit. The past week, when Georgia Monument, that some conservative Christians criticize as satanic, was bombed, many posters on far-right message boards cheered. But many others say they didn't believe the news. I don't trust it. I'm still thinking FF, wrote one woman on Twitter referencing false flag, a term commonly used by conspiracy theorists to describe an event that they think was staged. I wonder how many of the governmental military actions that were done. They denied too. But let's go back. Was it really bombed, folks? Go look at that video. I didn't want to go too deep on it. Go look back at the video and tell me, what does your eyes see? Was it really bombed? I think Gary L., talking on the Suspect Sky crew on Rumble, was actually bringing up a more important point, because if you look at the video, there's something going on in the images. I believe it's better told on the other side of the monument, the right side, than it is on the left side. However, was it really bombed? How many feedlot cattle were lost in the making of the Georgia Guidestones, folks? Relative to what I've offered could be the fact, and Gary L. offers in that fact by his view, I think I heard. And I had to smile. There's a way to look at all this. Was it really bombed? See, this article is another deception. Because if it's an act of God, it makes a lot more trouble for these folks that are pushing agendas. I don't trust it. That's good, Mr. Wilson. Thank you very much. I don't trust any of it either. Show me. I'll be part of misery. Show me state. Isn't that misery is a show me state? Tonia Reese, director of Edelman's Trust Barometer Surveys, said trust is a precious commodity that's vital for the economy and government to function. Truer words maybe never said, I can't say, but true words nonetheless. But a commodity, look what they've done to your trust. Look how important it is to their economy. They're telling you exactly what this is. It's exactly what I've been telling you to work out. How you don't have it. Why? Not because someone tells you. Not even because someone says, oh, that's a conspiracy, but because you can put the dots really close together and you can prove it to yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt. Because when they come after you, you're going to have to stand concisely on the foundation you have underneath you, and you're going to have to pair the blows with simple actions that they come against you with. I think it's partly, I get some chatter against, you know, it's not really against me either, and I know that too. But contrary, you know, they're kind of criticizing me a bit. But in substance, I don't get that kind of, any kind of controversy myself with what I present all these years. That could change right now that I said that, but I don't get the type of trolling that goes on against a lot of people. Why? I don't think I've ever said something that's not readily supportable or supported. There's no place to get at me, generally. And I don't put up with nonsense, so come with your proof. And so that ends it pretty quickly right there. That's what I'm trying to tell you. At some point, you aren't going to be addressed, at least by the trolls. But look at this. Trust is tied to the economy and government function. Fascinating. Trust is absolutely essential to everything in society working well. Well, how about if we just start removing that trust in substantive ways? How about that, folks? Reese said, trust is absolutely essential. That's right. Don't let the natives get restless, folks. This is what I've been telling you forever. Don't allow your consent, your silence, to be taken as trust. Because it's essential, and they'll use it in economic ways. What's the attack against you today? Agenda 2030 is to make you a debtor, calling it prosperity, and put you into servitude. How are they going to partly do that? Well, Allison McDowell will tell you it's that blockchain. Your permanent record of life. She sees it. Exactly what I'm talking about, in different words. Reese goes on to say, it's one of those things like air, folks. It's one of those things that, like air, people don't think about until they realize they don't have it, or they've lost it or damaged it. And then it can be too late. Well, for which side, folks? I'm trying to give you the heads up. Lose it now. Turn on these folks that are harming you, harming your little ones, before it's too late for you. Moving on down and through this, I'm not reading the whole article, folks. I'm just hitting some highlights that are important. They just reiterate the importance of what I've said. They show us where the Achilles heel for both sides is, and it's whether or not who's going to strike that heel first. And continue striking if we need to. Distrust and suspicion offered obvious advantage to small bands of early humans trying to survive in a dangerous world, and those emotions continue to help people gauge personal risk today, risk management. But distrust is not always well suited to the modern world, which requires people to trust the strangers who inspect their food, police their streets, and write their news. Democratic institutions with their regulations and check and balances are one way of adding accountability to that trust. checks and balances have failed in democratic institutions. So that's a fraudulent statement. If it could be done, it hasn't been done. You just read what they're focusing on, and they're just showing you you shouldn't have trust in any of it with that statement. And that it was for your early survival that you understood these dangers and you avoided them. So now we're being told by the expert, run, folks. Run as fast as you can and put yourself in a place that you can't be attacked so easily. Going on, when trust breaks down, polarization and anxiety increases, creating opportunities for people pushing their own alternative facts, like the experts, like the CDC, like the government, like the United States, like Russia, like China. This is not a limited list of things with their alternative facts. Wilson said, back to Mr. Wilson. Thank you very much, Mr. Wilson, for having a say. And to the AP for printing it. Wilson said his belief in conspiracies began in September 11, 2001, when he couldn't accept the towers could be docked down by the airliners. He said he found information on the internet that confirmed his beliefs and then began to suspect there were conspiracies behind other world events. You have to put it all together yourself, Wilson said. The hidden reality, what's really going on, they don't want you to know. Mr. Wilson, thank you. I agree. But let me offer, Allison shows you what they may not really want you to know is actually functioning inside your head already to defeat you. So be careful on taking even Mr. Wilson's perfect statement. We have to put, each one of us has to put this together ourselves. But what is the real hidden reality? And some of it's not so hidden. It's just that we don't see the obvious sometimes. We're conditioned to see the spaghetti western false front. What I attempt to try and explain behind the scenes, however good or bad I do it, to show you, look right through it, it's not good enough that you see it. It's that you have to formulate, well, first of all, whether or not it's that risk that they say that you have to be careful of, whether or not you're a human, an animal, or a man or woman. And then what the effect I get, the potential risk of a particular thing, and then assess what is to be done about that if it does come up. So I'll move on some more. Quicker here. This takes so much time. There's so much information. I've got like three different, I must have a 300 tabs now I can talk about. It's going so quick right now to talk about different aspects. New dystopian law would give all social media users a truth score. I want to go back to Allison because she talked about your blockchain. This fed into that. It doesn't, I'm going to say feeding in a negative way. This acknowledges that. Another manifestation of social credit score rears its ugly head. Yes, they're all categories of all the separate types of pieces of data they need that they find these so-called experts behind the scenes running their algorithms to determine how they're going to behaviorally control you. This is all the different categories that they would use in order for them to do that, that their algorithms plug in. In this case, it is part of that social credit score, but we see here the amendment here, in another manifestation of the onerous social credit score system. It's not a manifestation. It's a component part of it. Anyway, moving on here, just to see, there's little details. I think they're important. I interject. Maybe that's good. Maybe it's bad. But, read it from the beginning. In another manifestation of the onerous social credit score system, an amendment to a bill in the UK would mandate all social media users be given a truth score that predetermines the accuracy of their posts. The amendment has been proposed to be added to the already odious online safety bill, which would censor legal but harmful content, was introduced by Conservative Party lawmaker John Penrose. Like something out of a dystopian fiction, Penrose, the MP for Weston-super-Mare, has proposed that the government forces online platforms to maintain a score of how truthful a person is determined by their past statements. I won't go on anymore. You can read the article. This is all a part of the data acquisition that goes onto a blockchain that's being done right now. I say your credit score is that is an extension. That's just going to be another part. You're already in it. You don't even have to be on the internet. It's already part of this thing that's being built. Dossiers are built for you. They're on a, if they're not on the blockchain, they're in a file folio somewhere that will be put on blockchain. If you looked at how fast archive.org could put books, old past books on the internet for everyone to read, but that is being attacked now. You'll see how fast they can put data up and into that digitization. When I was coming through the computers, that was a phenomenal capacity. That wasn't even been able to be done as we were moving computers in, but they can just do it as within the blink of a digital eye. Boom, it's on. Then they digitize it, they textualize it. So pretty quick, it's going in now. So they're going to give you now a truth score. You don't have any input on this, but that's what they do. See, the non-government organization that may have that third-party input that gets leverage funding for you to pay them through your taxes or your work or your taxation and your food or whatever else you don't get to have when they steal it from you for having to exist, gets paid to these people, or the government itself through the property taxes or however your country works the taxes, you pay them to do this to you. Chinese researcher develop AI that can read minds and determine party loyalty. Isn't that what we're talking about? Okay, so this is an article that Chinese researchers have reportedly developed artificial intelligence that reads the minds of Chinese Communist Party officials and determine their level of loyalty. What did I talk to you about when you go to have a loyalty card at your grocery store in the United States if you don't think this is already working? In an experiment, the software analyzed brain signals, facial expressions, and skin electrical responses from subjects who sat in front of kiosks and watched the CCP-related content. They're programming their AI with this. You're participating. This is showing you maybe an extreme level, but you're going to be softly moved in everywhere else that you think you have a right. The technology rendered a loyalty score, in quotes, loyalty score, based on the metrics such as emotional identification and learning attentiveness. That is exactly what you hear Allison reading, what B.F. Skinner and the progeny of B.F. Skinner's work in application. In fact, she tells us that they were these people in the academy wanted to move right to application to people immediately. Experimenting with what they considered the human animal. I don't know who these people think they are, but this is the basis of what you're seeing now. And remember, the Chinese government, through their scientists, would program AI to do what they want. You don't have a choice of any of this. This is the digital future that's coming. It's partly here. We're seeing it. They say reportedly. Yeah, I'll say that there's some development coming, but it's that they're talking about it, that it's in the works, that they already have a kiosk in your local store or whatever mall should be a little bit of terrifying observation. But China is on the forefront of this. I said the pivot to China was about the imposition of the digital age. And Obama wasn't talking militarily, although that's a cover. There's a legitimacy about the military pivot, but there's also not. It's a cover. It's like Ukraine for what they're doing relative to what you're going to find out now in Russia. But Chinese are focusing. We're doing focus here. All of a sudden, it moves into China because they already have these conditions that Allison's talking about in working order, even reportedly so. I have a video, a Chinese regime claims to possess AI that reads the mind. Again, people like to see visually. I got a link for you to go to see that. It's a continuation of this thought. Again, seeing it, there's a way to communicate. It impresses you a little bit differently. Just look at the horror of what's in play and start working out where it's going and whether or not you're not actually already involved as we move this thing in and where they're relying. I told you the pivot to China, they'd be relying on the Chinese government to pull this thing and perfect it against eventually everybody. As we also see, the effect by this information and the social credit structure is already affecting people in their purchasing, in their banking, where we see Chinese bank run turns violent after angry crowd storms the Bank of China branch over dozens of deposits. Not only do we have that they closed out the accounts, there's some internal corruption going on, and it's like the video, was at South Park, and it's gone. That's what looks like it's going on here, and the government's not stopping it or stepping in the way. The point is you don't have access to your system-based funds. If you get on tokenized, that's the other thing Allison talks about, is a tokenized, it's all B.F. Skinner was bringing up the tokenized economy with this. Everything, every little thing gets an identification number. every little thing gets tracked in commerce. And they will tokenize all this stuff. You became a, you are the token economy. It's in you, in what you do. That you get this cut off, and the best you can, and notice this in the store, the best you can do is storm the bank, but then they lock you out, and now you're sitting on the steps. Again, example, watch what's going on. It's happening now. It's not just a bank run. This is tied to the overall control grid of behavioral control. And you get what you gave, folks. That's what I've been saying all these years. Just like the what we call equal rights, civil rights, under Title 42, Section 1981. I refer to this over and over and over. And no one was talking about it before I got up. I can tell you that. You have the rights you gave, and those rights gave are extortions of every kind. The word exaction in Title 42, exaction, has one meaning. It's extortion. Extortion speaks to your property being stolen under color of authority by commission or omission. Where do I get that? Go to every state statute, and you'll find that's likely the definition for extortion. Coercion is the same affront to you, the rights that are pertinent to that property. Conversion is also a felony, and it's some states have declared it exists without a statute as a felony when the element of extortion and coercion coexist. Some states define conversion to be the same thing under color of authority. Now go back to Title 42 and you say, well, that's the color of state officials that those officials are starting to be given immunity from. You don't watch the lid being closed on the box. In the United States, folks, I hope you're getting all this. This is already here happening. China's the example we can look and see. This is what comes down, and we say, oh, poor them. No, you're already living most of this. Now we see the control as they get it locked down. China bans over 30 live streaming behaviors and requires qualifications to discuss law, finance, and medicine. Well, they try to take out behind the woodshed, wouldn't they? They'd take everybody out behind the woodshed. Take us out, not take us out behind. China has enacted new regulation, and I told you this was happening. They bring you in, they regulate you, right? They go ahead and agree, and then they bring and they regulate you. And now they've got the control. But the outlaw, the outlier becomes in-law. You're part of the family, folks. But China has enacted a new regulation for live streaming, the live streaming industry, listing 31 prohibited conducts, 31, and raising the bar for influencers to speak out on specific topics in the government's latest effort to regulate the booming digital economy. The influencers, I guess we have no threat to that behind the woodshed. Those of you I influence, thank you very much. I hope you take it and go, but you know, we're just not that big I'm not that big a broadcast. I should say anymore. At one time I was pretty large as far as connections. And people seem to be listening, and then I moved to RLM, and a lot of that just trailed off. I don't know why. It just never followed. Why? I think it's an entertainment factor. I think it's partly you want to hear what you want to hear, and that's all you want to hear. And you just want to hear. The 18-point guide released Wednesday by the National Radio and Television Administration and the Department of Culture and Tourism requires influencers to have relevant qualifications to cover some subjects, including law, finance, medicine, and education, to discuss, although the authorities have not specified the necessary qualifications. Well, it's going to be the Skinner box. All that stuff, right? What do I talk about behind here about the law, behind the woodshed? What are my qualifications, you could ask? Well, I tell you to turn to what the law is and see it for yourself, right? We all have to do that study. This is not going to be handed to us. China's Global Development Initiative. So why is this important? And we're getting us all back to why it continues to be important. Why I said the pivot to China is not a pivot by the military. It has to do with initiating this next digital phase of the world. And don't think that there's a fight amongst in that. We see the China's Global Development Initiative pop back up on my radar here this week as I'm looking through some stuff. Wanted to remind you, this is not even new stuff, but China has proposed global goals for improving the process of global development amid in a COVID pandemic proposed by the Chinese President Xi Jinping at the opening of the 76th season of the UN General Assembly on September 2021. China's Global Development Initiative, GDI, has support from nearly 100 countries and international organizations. just want to bring it up. They talk in the next paragraph, the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. They talk of the UN Agenda for Sustainable Development has ambitious goals of eradicating poverty and hunger everywhere, combating inequalities, building inclusive societies, promoting human and gender equality, and more by 2030. Folks, go look at the world. Is that what you see what's going on? Well, that's not what they're talking about when you go to look and see that in the world and don't see it. What you're seeing is what they mean by bringing the eradication. If you're not living, they don't have poverty. How's that? If you're hunger, and they say what hunger is a certain amount of basic non-hunger, then you're okay. You have food security. What have you watched the world do since even 2021 relative to this? They bring up the Sustainable Development Goals in the story, the SDGs. This is the Skinner Box Global, if I can go back to what Alison McDowell was talking about. Whether or not she would go there, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know too much more about it. I'm fine. I'm impressed by her research and her application of what she knows, even though I don't know that she's so much into extending where I would go so quickly relative to trying to stop these criminals, these oppressors that leave you defenseless. Moving more, another link I'll give you, the Global Development Initiative Cooperation Towards Accelerated Implementation of the 2030 Agenda Workshop, and this is on the UN relative to China. This is on warp speed, folks. They talked about that warp speed about the sticker juice. No, this whole thing is on warp speed. You just don't maybe notice that. And they're implementing these conditions upon us. You know, we hear about a little bit the new green religion. New Green Deal. It's not that new in regard. It was started to be really organized, started to coagulate as the blood clot it is, as I've told you, way back in the 70s. And that was right after you're taxing the property, the way you use your property. It was done in the 70s. So they're after the property. And that's going to be how you do your wealth. And that's why you see, I can predict the attack on the production. Why they went farm to table because they wanted to take and put commerce on farms, making them business when it's production and not applicable. They want to control that. They want to blame those people and take their land and take their livelihood, put them in income, which is going to be basic. Why? Because, if you will, communism, everyone's equal, aren't they? That's the way they're equal. You're all diminished to do that. There's only so much of the pie that can go around. At the same time, the philanthropath is grabbing it all up to give it to someone or use it in ways to make you more subject to whatever demonistic views they've got and they think is better for you than what you think for yourself to carry this on. And you watch it again. You just watch. Just look. And when you see, and the shudder goes up your spine that that's the truth, take action wherever you think you can. So the Global Development Initiative, cooperation. Remember I told you it's not coordination. These words are important. Cooperation and collaboration is working with the beast. It's working with the agency of destruction. As I've told you, I found out, and why Jefferson Mining District was implemented, it could cooperate, and cooperate in U.S. law gives us the insight that there are, if you will, equals of power, and I can use the word sovereign here, sovereign power within their border, within their jurisdiction, which must meet and dialogue like ambassadors. To be a cooperator or collaborator is just working for the agency of destruction. The United States, it's advisory councils. If you watch and see an advisory council develop or a task force, that's the cooperation going on that is actually connected by this word right to these agendas. Again, how fast you can identify this. Not that much work once you see how they work and what they're doing. Why I think philanthropath is such a perfect application to those that it fits on. Now, we move into the green, the accelerated development of Agenda 2030, which is to bring everybody into servitude and economic servitude and monetary and fiscal servitude. Where do you find that? Go read the Agenda 2030 document about, again, two-thirds of the way to three-quarters in, and you'll read it. I read it on the air years and years ago. So China is moving this front. It all brings this digital thing with Allison McDowell has now realized in Revelation, oh, this is the Skinner box, the global Skinner box. That we are played by ourselves, and I want to bring up something here. Now, back to last week that I closed on, but it ran out of the punchline, and we're going to get into hopefully the punchline here quick. We move into how this is working in the world. Now, watch people as they're having to respond to this, and then how they respond, and I hope for the best for them, but I don't know if they see the real deceit. We see evidence of the deceit still working, that the people themselves, like the farmers anywhere that are driving their tractors, may not actually understand. What I've been trying to show you, you have to look through that false front and get to the actual cause of what's going on. These people that have been working for decades and decades and decades to manipulate a construction that you perceive is there that actually isn't, but they're using that perception to get you and control you, even if you think you're arguing against them. And I got an insight of how to actually work against them in the savings clauses that say that these rights prior to this time are there, and they give it the vested, subject to existing vested rights or something like that. That's all they give you. That's how you fight them. Because these people come subject to that, but they come nonetheless. This is adjunct policy been thrown over as a wet blanket on everything you thought was society. If you focus on that, you're missing the point. You have to go back through the savings clause. What were your vested or antecedent rights before this thing came? And I don't mean making that up. You really got to do the black and white research. But what happens to a people? We talked about Sri Lanka last week. I just want to touch that and keep moving because it's just a continuum of watch how the world's being taken down and how people maybe, it looks cool, but they may be responding wrong. And if you listen very carefully to the news, they'll tell you what might be going on and that the system is still running despite all this so-called chaos. Sri Lanka suspends fuel sales amid economic collapse. Asks Russia for help. Russia's put on this now. We're supposed to be sanctioning Russia? No, when people are in trouble, they've looked for what they need. Like, you got food? You're going to go to who has food, you're going to do what they need. Russia's now asking for the ruble. Maybe they're going to ask you for the food you need to put your kids in school to get the indoctrination and need to get those shots. Are you going to do it? You think you can fight that? How long? Everyone's good. Lots of people say, oh, yeah, we got it covered. This is a long war, folks. Moving into the Sri Lanka, a broken, extremely cash-strapped Sri Lanka halted all fuel sales except for essential services in a desperate attempt to manage a severe fuel shortage, allowing the government to buy some time and send two government officials to Russia to negotiate a fuel deal, despite U.S. sanctions, right? So Russia's being put in they're the producer. They're like the farmers with the sovereignty to produce what they do well. Russia is sought out for the fuel that gives the people their energy to move on. Sounds like a pretty big defeat for both sanctions the United States wants to put on and the Green New Deal. As we see, that's exactly what's going on. The people, however, rioted, and maybe justly so, but they did so in without the insight that they needed, because I could see it last week, but now I have to sign in to confirm my age. I don't know why that's not age discrimination, but at any rate, I want to have you go. I can still see, and you can too if you go there and don't want to sign in, a link to a video. It was a news report talking about this. It says Sri Lanka protesters cook, swim after taking over presidential house. Okay, that sounds like pretty sophomoric stuff to me. I didn't like that. I heard they were burning that house down. Why would you destroy a house like that? But that's what people resort to. That doesn't solve the problem. They think they're revolting, and they might be revolting themselves in that way they're responding, but it's incorrect. Because what the newscaster says near the end of this minute and a half long report is this. I want to read it to you, and I want you to see how the game has continued to play. And the fact that if you listen to me what I said, they were cash strapped, they were debt laden, that means they were tied into the universal banking system already. And they're being slowly eaten out. And the president was involved in all that. In other words, he didn't stop it. Well, here, if I get to the end of this, you're going to hear a president that did stop it. They set a coup against him. Here the reporter says this. It was an unprecedented protest in Sri Lanka. It was unprecedented protest that we had witnessed today as Colombo in Sri Lanka. In fact, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has announced that he is willing to step down, but has put forth certain conditions. He says the World Food Program head and the IMF will be visiting soon the country. The country cannot be without a government. If he steps down, he wants another government to be formed. In the fact of the discussion, and discussions are premature at the moment. That the president is saying we need a government to engage the what? The same oppressors that have brought them to where they are. They're coming to not before the destruction, after. It's the IMF and the what? Your food, right? What'd they say there? World Food Program? Alright. They make people hungry, you'll do all kinds of stuff. The president gives us a clue. You need a government to deal with these folks. I'm hoping the Sri Lankans understand they gotta keep their government suppressed if there's anything there. That's why they don't want to destroy themselves. They don't want to burn their stuff. They want to get back to their own order. That's why I don't want to see us go into ultimate chaos. But here we have the truth. IMF is still involved. This is underneath the skin, beyond the false front, we get all great, you know, we cheerlead the Sri Lankans for being protesters. I said, protesting's not what you want to do, folks. It may be inspiring at some point, but it's bringing you, you've succumbed to what they want you to do, your animal nature, essentially. You're not being responsible to yourself. No slight to Sri Lankans. They can learn this and they can change and they can suppress the government. They can bring in what they need. They can be peaceful amongst themselves, stop being divided, and stop the oppressor that caused this and going to continue to cause it. So right before that, they go to Russia. Well, if Russians got sanctions, they can go to Russia and the IMF is coming after the fact. Russia's not out of it. As Russia overtakes Saudi Arabia as China's top oil supplier. Just look at the connections. I think that's enough to say there. We can read that story. Just watch and listen how the energy becomes critical here. No different than it did for the petrodollar. They're moving this energy. The production of raw materials is really that it's the surrogate to gold. Gold is just another one of those things. It just happens to have a history of being valuable. You don't have to have a ton of it. You don't have to have a tanker truckload to move it around to buy groceries. That kind of thing goes on. It has intrinsic value as well as monetary value as well as contract value. But again, on the world stage, see, oil, it can be that surrogate. The black gold is not a joke here, as we also might hear some things in the Muslim faith talking about a pile of gold being a marker, a sign of a change. People think it's actual gold, but I think it might be the oil that's underneath the Middle East, which is giving us an indication of a change in history, or maybe toward the end of history. But that's off point here. Russia overtakes Saudi Arabia as a Chinese oil. Look at the trends. This is in the face of the sanctions. Moving on, China and Russia. Look at the cohesion is starting to happen. That's contrary to what the administration of the United States is doing. Absolutely backfiring. Flying right in their face here, as I said would as well, but no, neither here nor there in some regard. You can see this. What are we going to do with this, I guess, as I'm sitting here? Look forward, folks. They're really setting this thing up. They're really shifting the poles, if you will, of the control are shifting. China and Russia wants to replace U.S. dollar with BRICS currencies. So I suggested all this was happening. We did it with the SDRs. They explained that here. The BRICS members call for a cross-border payment in BRICS currencies to challenge the U.S. dollar. I won't read more. You can, you should understand a bit of this. And then this is a killer problem. This was a killer report. I don't know if many people saw it. So remember, you're building a coalition of people that are working to challenge the United States. And the group that's coming in Asia or Eurasia has well over half the population. If that was a vote, they'd win, folks. So don't underestimate this power of what's coming to bear all of a sudden. All of a sudden, how quickly this is working. Supposedly, Biden went over and fist bumped the bone saw Khashoggi killer. Boy, what an insult. Fist bumping, creating some kind of an intimate relationship with someone that's supposed to be a lesser capacity in the Saudis. totally, these are signs, folks. Pick them up on where the United States really is in this. But three more countries set to join BRICS. This is astounding news. Not astounding in the sense that it's not predicted. What I'm saying, it's happening, folks. You're watching the coalition, another blood clot, essentially, because they're coming underneath this digital world thing as well. The kingdom, along with Turkey, this is Saudi Arabia, with Turkey and Egypt, may apply next year, the BRICS foreign president told Russia. Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt plan to join BRICS, and their potential membership bids could be discussed and answered in next year's summit in South Africa, Purnima Anand, the president of the organization, told Russian media today. I won't read more. You just have to know this is a big, big story. Saudi Arabia, a big energy producer, teaming up with BRICS to team up with Russia. Turkey is in NATO. Don't underestimate these connections. This is not going far from the IMF, the Bank of Settlements, the International Bank of Settlements, all this stuff. It's just going to be changing. The leopard's changing its spots, I guess. Now, moving more into the fact of the rush into what was supposed to be a sanctioned, prohibited activity, the rush of those that need into those that provide. We have from a Telegram connection, just this quick report, 70 foreign banks from 12 countries joined the Russian equivalent to SWIFT. This is reported by the Bank of Russia. You understand the swell of interest going in, and that's confidence. That's support. That's why you need to avoid digital things and go back to your specie, your money, that's the things that are real money, like your gold and silver. If not, you need to step back into the cash even so and get back into local hand exchange commodity of sorts. Hopefully, it's simpler for us in our minds in the West is to understand silver coins, silver gold dollar type stuff. But 70 foreign banks are moving into this BRICS system. They're moving, the whole world is starting to move into the bipolar, let's talk about mental, the bipolar world. And this is all it takes is confidence. They're showing faith. They're showing support. It's gaining strength. Notwithstanding all the sanctions you think and you've been told it was going to cripple Russia. They've already figured this one out. I was wondering when the countries were going to find they just need to have no confidence in the dollar. They did. They finally did. They did a few years ago. We saw all the stories when the countries were starting to buy gold again. Notwithstanding, Russia makes gold. You get that too, folks? Okay, there's a whole other dynamic here, but we're seeing the bipolar mental world developing, but don't underestimate it's not being split, because the way they work this through, international settlements do have to have, that's the other non-decentralized section that needs to be connected up. I've told you last week there was even telegraphing that there won't be disconnected ultimately. And they can't be with the IMF being a part of BRICS. Remember, we have, I think it was two representatives in that organization. Russia, now we move, and I said they will move into doing this digital world. What Alison McDowell is saying is your blockchain is your permanent record of you, and China is saying that's what we're going to keep, you know, exactions of every kind on all your life, as we already now fit the United States mold for that for years that people haven't seen. Russia to improve crypto transaction monitoring as regulation draws closer. I told you about all this, that they will not allow this crypto to be out. They will cause regulation. They know, if you do any research, you don't, and this happened in the mining law. That's how I got the insight. The miners were outlaws. And you go look at the history of miners in the United States, and they were going and getting gold everywhere. On the public land. Maybe even sometimes not. And it caused a terrible commotion. And the government realized, well, we better organize these miners up under a regulation law. It happened to be, though, a land disposal law, which is why they had to do it, because that was the power of Congress. Congress had to dispose of the lands because of the admission acts of the, or the enabling acts, as they're called elsewhere than where I'm at, to the agreement between the states and the Congress. Dispose the soil. They had to give the land to the miner. But they caused a body of regulation called the mining law. They took outlaws that were attacked by the army, no less, and the Indians and other people, And they brought them in the law by making a law, is regulation. The mining law is a higher law because it's disposal of land and property and protected. And to be protected, regulation is administrative. And so there's a whole other world there. I talked about that too. But Russia to improve crypto transactions. They're moving this ball along as they bring in more countries to do the SWIFT interoperability for their money transactions. Don't underestimate the number of people that are going to be involved here that will clearly dwarf whatever United States, Kazakhstan, or in Europe could do, or even the EU. Russia Parliament approves tax breaks for issuers of digital assets. Now they open the door. I've told you, again, these are just notes. I would just quickly go through this. I don't know. You read it to understand. This is how this works. You're watching them making incentive for you to buy in and use something, gain confidence in it, trust in it, faith in it. If you think that Russia is having trouble with the sanctions, remember, sanction has a do word. It means to not do something. It means to go ahead and do it. They're taking the empowering, the one that gives them from their power. They're in control at this point of running their system into match even agreements with China, which is the social side. These are doing the economic parts. I've told you before, Ukraine, be careful. You know, they have a civil war, whatever you want to call that thing over there. They have a problem, but there's legitimate reasons for it. I don't know, you know, whether you want to say one side or the other. There were some agreements that were breached. The United States did that too. No one wants to really tackle that first. But that was another type of cover. All right, so let's not miss the point. Russia Parliament now approves the tax breaks. They're going to regulate, then they give you something to buy in so that you start to use the digital asset. The inducement for miners in the United States was they would give you the property. Settle down. Don't just take what's on the ground. Don't high-grade the surface. Dig in. We need those minerals. Dig in. We'll give you the land so you can settle yourself, be at peace to do so, and you can provide the material that you do, because you're the best at it. It's a use disposition as well. It's not just gave anything. You're actually giving up your life to work it and committing to that, or otherwise you don't get it. And that was for some societal benefit. So they gave you something, they give you something back. In this case, it's getting to the point they give you a token, and you're all happy. That represents something, some food. As you'll hear Alice and McDonald talk about what they do to little ones. In some tests, they were saying you got tokens for doing what you were told to do, and if you didn't, you didn't get. And when they started the kids out in the more severe points, was the little ones didn't have a desk. And until you behaved correctly and got enough tokens for behaving correctly, you couldn't buy the desk. If you don't understand how granular this behavioral control starts to work. Okay, moving on. More digital the digital world is coming here. The permanent record of how they're going to control us is on, and they're giving inducements, and people are accepting it and not saying much about it. And I don't know what more to say about that. And so it comes on. UK, you think it's just in Russia, and Russia's leading. And I'm going to show you the integration across the pond from us, but integrated with that whole Eurasia thing, even though you see them supposedly fighting, right? Another level. And don't underestimate, the military is getting their profits on this. It's all part of that. UK think tank calls for global digital currency rules. Well, let's just throw it out there now. Global think tank. Well, this has already been decided, it seems to me. I predicted it. I could hear it coming from the IMF, years and years ago. Global rules. Understand here. Global rules. It opens up right up front. Global rules would allow central bank digital currencies, all of y'all out there that are central banks across every border, to operate smoothly cross-border to speed up wholesale payments, a think tank backed by the City of London Corporation said on Friday. How many of those of you that done research, when I say City of London, it just brings you right back to the 1500s. Most central banks, including the Federal Reserve and Bank of England and the European central banks, are studying the potential launch of digital versions of their currencies. Britain has said any digital version of sterling would not be available until the second half of this decade While the Fed has said a digital dollar could help maintain the greenback's international standing, I read about that report, but here it is, the global rules for digital currency. If you don't think the pivot to China was what I said, that we have the global Skinner box, as I think Alison McDowell is just, I think that's the big revelation to her. I think that caused her to just step back. She just realized, wow, this is really that big. This is really what they're doing, and I'm not getting any support. Now, let's go to the big one, folks. I kept telling you how this is going to work and how it starts to slowly creep in, how they move, slowly, incrementally bring it on, how they're going to, the organization that's already there that's going to be continuing its control, and how everybody relates as a nation. The Bank of International Settlements, who allow banks to keep 1% of their reserves in Bitcoin. Meaning Bitcoin is regulated. Bitcoin is going to be part of this digital global digital rules. For all of y'all said it was decentralized and oh, it's the place to go. Maybe while it was the Wild West, it's coming soon, folks. Exactly what I was saying. The International Bank of Settlements, they claimed they were had problems with it. I told you that's a lie. Despite its skeptical approach to digital currencies exacerbated by the recent cryptocurrency market crash, may be controlled, folks. It looks like the Bank of the International Settlements intends to extend its hand to the new asset class by allowing banks to hold up to 1% of the reserves in cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. Now it expands to all digital, all things digital. I don't need to read more. If you're interested, read. I'm not saying don't read, don't even lead, but don't even finish with what I said. Read how they work this through. Read how they're incrementally going to bring it in. Read how they've just justified what's going on. They were claiming they reluctantly were skeptical to this. No, they've never been. You don't bring this in this fast if you're skeptical. Have I agreed to the sticker juice because I was once skeptical and only going to allow 1% of sticker juice in me? No. No. Same difference. Moving on to another title. As they move this in, this digital currency, including Bitcoin and others, that'll be regulated and being incentivized by certain entities in the countries as they tax that and they control it, and it has to be then, regulation will require you to be on a blockchain that the government does have access to do what? Their AI modeling that China is already playing around with, and people are already participating in. Go ahead and tie back to the beginning of the broadcast. Now, what do we? Let's look at the consequence of what this thing might be. Paving a digital road to hell. A primer on the role of the World Bank and global networks in promoting digital ID is written and posted by Dissent. Should I read more? Well, I'm just not going to read too much more than to say, won't read any. There is observations now, finally, that this integration, as Alison McDowell may say, the constructed Skinner box of behavioral control and operant conditioning, is your world. I don't see how anybody wouldn't say paving a road to digital hell and not see that right off the bat. You don't want to hear it from me. We can now read it from this article. Again, what am I going to say? They talk about all the systems I've talked about behind the witch, not all of them, but some of the systems and referencing how these economic identities are created, that they're identified. That's not your ID. It's not you anymore. They create that person, if you will. And another article, central bank digital currencies make authoritarianism, censorship, and surveillance easy. Well, that kind of wrapped up my broadcast regarding all that. For how long regarding the Bitcoin, digital currencies? For how long? Again, I a little bit irritated. I was vilified. I was attacked a bit about saying that Bitcoin wasn't the panacea. Wow, folks. They don't read the books. They don't read the plans. They don't read the stuff I've seen. They don't understand. They, the people, do not understand the infrastructure that sits there to bring all this in. All the writings are there. Again, Ellison did a good thing to point this stuff out. She acknowledges, too, the academics, and I extend it to the law, all the bits and pieces are put in, and then it's put on hold until the day that infrastructure that's sitting there is to be used, and then they bring it out. She even identified that. And don't underestimate what she's telling you, I guess, in that video, as my mind keeps kicking back around. Well, she touched it too. Exactly. Now, so we got the digitization of your world being just developing the entire world. The Bank of International Settlements, there's no cross-border impositions that are going to be there. That doesn't sound like sanctions against Russia or China. When you read this little tabs as we go right along, it's painting a picture for us if we didn't understand more. Then we have the contrarians, the conspiracy theorists saying, wait a minute, this may be a digital road to hell here. Hades, if you will, if you please. There we are. But then we're back to the energy to run that thing, the energy that the Russians are commoditizing their system on, that Russia and China are together with the energy, that all that energy is being pivoted to the mass of people that need the energy in China, their population. Well, we'll get to that. I hope this to help. You're going to find out the United States. Don't mess with Texas. I keep telling you, they're messing with you, Texas. We're going to see it right here in the news. But Russia says it will increase, to show you the power and the control and the gamesmanship that's going on. Part of me is laughing a lot here. This is an ongoing clown world that Russia is really in the control of, how they're playing this, the chess they're playing. Russia says it will increase gas to Europe under one condition. And so there's this big threat in Europe that they're not going to get their power. We're going to hear some tabs that say that the economies are imploding. All because of the United States. All because of the policy and the insistence of the United States. Russia says it will increase gas. Well, the increased gas is happening because they have a normal maintenance condition they have to do yearly on their compressor stations for their gas. This is that time. And the media made a big deal about it. And the fact was they know, all these countries know that this gas, they're supposed to have storage for this while the maintenance goes on. Russia has never failed to do the maintenance. The problem was this time, because of the so-called sanctions, the turbine, again, understand the economy that's being done between these countries, that they, without all this nonsense and noise, happens that Russia was apparently paying a Canadian company to refurbish their turbines. That company has the turbine. It's been already offset, been worked on. And Russia said, because of the sanctions, you're blaming us for the lack of gas, but we need a turbine in Canada. So we'll supply the gas if we can get our turbine back. Can we all laugh loudly here? Just fascinating gameplay. Guess what? The return date of the sanctioned Russian pipeline part revealed. Another note. Again, you read the story. That put pressure on Canada to say, we're going to have it back like we planned. Everybody's working the contracts the way they're supposed to be doing it. That, despite the sanctions, that turbine's going back. What's this game that's being played? And why? How is Russia so already before the game? As that happens, Russia gas prices drop on renewed Russian supply hopes. Still calling the question of something Russia's never done yet. And there's no evidence they want to give their gas. Why? It means it's their economy. Notwithstanding the sanctions, remember, notwithstanding the Biden regime's impositions, advancing a whole other agenda. Canada's reported promise to return Nord Stream pipeline equipment eased energy market concerns. Faith, confidence, trust, folks. All on just a word. If you don't think words are important. Now, what's happening on this side of the pond relative to the easing of that? Just give Russia the ability to provide the energy people are buying anyway. What is so hard about that? As soon as that's not going to be a question, oh, they put a little bit of hint that maybe Russia's going to hold that gas. And they created that fraudulent story to begin with. But what are we doing? What's the Russian, Russians are blossoming as an economic force and power, relying on production, commodity, raw resources, providing the things that the world needs. What does Biden do? Biden drains the U.S. strategic oil reserve to the lowest since 1986. UAE warns not to expect any help from OPEC, and Saudi Arabia just came out, which I don't have a tab for, and said, yeah, we're going to continue producing, we're going to increase production by 10% till 2027. Your fist bump ain't working, Biden. So what does Biden do? He drains the strategic oil. That was supposed to drop your value, which is totally bogus reason. But it also brings the country susceptible to a military attack. I don't know that it's going to happen, but that's what that strategic reserve was for, if we couldn't produce. Anyway, so we're going depletion. Biden's depleting the, not him, the regime that's the green religion trying to get us on carbon. I guess if they pump all that carbon out, then we can say we now complied with some social national credit for the green religion. But so Biden drains our strategic oil reserves, and while millions of barrels of that oil for emergency oil for the United States is sent abroad, including China. If you don't understand, maybe behind the scenes, what bought is, what being compromised is, whether we look at Ukraine or whether we look at China, yeah. White House tells Americans, despite all that, you folks, not just Texas, all Americans are being told now that they've done that, that you can endure high gas prices to save the liberal world order. This is like a two-week-old story, but this is how this thing puts together. The fact that they are depleting your reserves, the fact that they were saying it was going to be cost, and then they come at you and say, you got to do your part to save the liberal world order. As these guys, gas prices are going up, all because, not because of Russia and the war in Ukraine, but because the feigned sanctions that the United States put on and all the chest thumping that this monkey called Washington, D.C. does in the world, while it denies being any part of it, as we see now, moving over into what they did, the thumping, the part that the United States is that doesn't want to be called itself through the organization NATO, and NATO being Turkey. Remember, Turkey is involved in the BRICS. If you can watch all the convolution going on here, all the players are playing, just in a different shape and form. But Russia officials warns the consequence of Turkey backing a NATO expansion. So it acknowledges that NATO is expanding. Here we're going to get to an article as we move along, the significance of NATO now to cause fear, to cause strife, and potentially throw out and throw on a nuclear response, because they got to hide the lie somehow. And this is probably the last bit they get to do. That I won't read any more. There was some action going on with Turkey, allowing Finland and such to go on. You see the tabs will be coming up. And Russia came back and warned them not to allow a NATO expansion. And there's another interesting connection as we come to the end of history with Russia and Turkey. And I think maybe Muslims should be cognizant of this and stop your infighting, and you better become that army you need to be in order to stop this secular problem. And I don't mean what we're seeing like ISIS today. There's going to be a fundamental thing, a fundamental action that has to be taken place by the people. Not in protest. It's going to be a function of the end of history. But NATO sends a nuclear retaliation warning to Russia and China. It's putting us on that nuclear footing. This is also an older news, but it still sits here to be the threat of the condition that NATO is creating. And here we see NATO, what's over in Europe. Folks, it's not. It's controlled, and we're going to hear us a story. NATO is the United States. And I would also say that everyone's saying there's a proxy war with there. I said no, the proxy war was started directly by the United States putting the sanctions. That was an economic war. This other stuff is a cover. We're seeing more infiltration. It looks like the proxy war is starting to happen. But NATO is the United States. This is going to be direct when it happens. NATO is putting Russia and other nuclear-armed peer competitors on notice that a transatlantic alliance can and will retaliate against any nuclear attack. But they're actually fomenting the fact that they are going to potentially do a first strike. And then we hear a couple weeks later now, New York City releases a PSA for nuclear attack with three steps. So they don't say duck and cover like we were told. They just say just find a place, a building to get in it, get in and shield yourself from the dust, folks. Well, there's a lot of credibility to that. But the point is that when NATO, the U.S., declared that there would be a nuclear retaliation for any nuclear, which Russia will likely never do on the first point, we now get the message of having to protect ourselves from a nuclear attack in New York City. And this is after the United States government decided you all didn't need those civil defense shelters. Yeah, remember those? Yeah, that's right. So let's keep sticking the bear. Put the bear in a corner and then stick him. Luckily, you're hearing the bear's not in a corner. And I think that may be a saving grace for the stupidity and imbecility that we're seeing, where NATO army, and we hear the drumbeat and the chest thumping, that the NATO's army to get even seven times larger in the biggest overhaul since Cold War. And that's what the bear is facing. Well, we, the United States says, no, we're not threatening Russia at all. As we also see the expansion in the proof that NATO formally invites, actively engaged, invites Finland and Sweden to join the alliance. Again, trust, protection, confidence. It's what you watch many other countries doing, going toward the Eurasian power relative to Russia and China. This is splitting the world again. The bipolar insanity that's in the world is reminiscent of really the B.F. Skinner box that Ellison will talk to you about and read to you about a little bit, and the document you could get to read to yourself. The NATO, UK, is being supported in this expansion and in this armament, multiplying its power. It's multiplying, it's puffing itself up seven times bigger than it was, right? And remember, NATO has no purpose. We found out it was against the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union does no longer exist. So this is a fraudulent construction on top of that. However, the U.S. and U.K. unveil a combined $2 billion more in Ukraine security aid, including offensive weapons, as they now start pumping the dollars in and equipment worth of and services into the country in what they claim later is based in a NATO, on the NATO summit that was happened. And there's a discussion, someone then reported about that NATO summit, and he'll tell us when we get to that tab what kind of a fraud all that is. It's just another cover. So you got to put all these, again, these false fronts are in front of us, and they will blind us to what's really going on and who's really running the show or what they might be doing and all the criminality that's going and the organized crime it might be covering on top of it. But we also get, in the same time, those UK resources may be similar to those that just comes out from the BBC, no less, which is an interesting outing on its own. I'm not quite sure the politics behind outing this for Afghanistan. The SAS, remember I talked to you about SAS going in, you heard notes about the SAS people going in with political diplomats, and I said, no, they're doing an operation. Well, now we hear what they've been doing. SAS unit repeatedly killed Afghan detainees. This is in Afghanistan now, not Ukraine. They're not, these people, UK SAS doesn't do anything but this stuff. It's not even news in a way. The BBC, what's news is the BBC is reporting on it. SAS operatives in Afghanistan repeatedly killed detainees and unarmed men in suspicious circumstances. And then you look at what happened in Ukraine, and we find out the Israeli Corps that's volunteer there fighting for Ukraine does the exact same techniques. All these people are together and keep moving. That's the aid and offensive weapons that you can be sure has been brought in right as we hear, we talked about last week as we were getting to the end, Boris Johnson set to step down. Well, it's not going to happen until September 6th, folks. So if you think these folks go away, no, these guys hang around and they're still continuing their game, though he is apparently going to leave from the seat of decision in the Ukraine, which is being, I don't stop right there. I don't know too much more about that. I just found it interesting. He's going to linger. Hey, the cancerous growth is going to linger a little bit longer. What are the effects of the money that's touted in the West? Russia suffers wild shell hunger as Ukraine hits arms depots with long-range Western rockets. These are highly sophisticated rockets that Ukraine just got that were given to them. And they use them, and they use them successfully. What we're finding out is that they attack the fertilizer warehouses, which were claimed to be components for military ammunition. I'm sure some of that happened, but they went after the fertilizer, some of the fertilizer warehouses that Russia was supplying around the world. When you understand that, the picture starts to change just a little bit. However, they did use these high technology weapons. They are very good, but within a few days later, we got the word that the Russia was starting to find them. And in fact, people on the ground were ratting them out. So how much that money goes and how much the military industrial complex gets profited from this type of destruction is, I guess, open for speculation. To me, it's just a cover for the ongoing treachery of the world. People not being honorable, using it cover to do other things that are actually advancing other agendas. It's a shifting the pea in a cup, as I was telling you. And there's really, at the end of the day, there's really no pee under any cup. Keep watching the cups. U.S. is paying as we move more aid in here to Ukraine on a country that has no matter to the United States, that's not part of NATO, likely can't be part of NATO. Now, I'll remember all this is going on while you're starving at home, while you're going to pay for your increased cost of energy and gas and all that. The United States is paying $1.7 billion to healthcare workers in Ukraine. As the war in Ukraine heads into its 6 month, military aid from the West has become routine, with the U.S. leading the way after so far spending $7 billion to aid Kiev since February. So they're going to pay their healthcare workers. Are your healthcare workers being paid? Are you getting better care? Is it actually free? You're walking in and just having them, your social medicine working unabated, unfettered by long lines at all? No. It's all completely capped, destroyed. More demand is put on the medical professional. Less money, less care. They hand all that money over to Ukraine. And if you haven't seen this to be a big honeypot for laundering money, I don't know what else to say about that. But as we see, we're supposed to be supporting Ukraine. We went, okay, it's great money to be put to a democracy. Well, that democracy now, supporting that democracy, bans main opposition party, seizes all of its assets, completely in regard to what the United States did to plunder all the assets of Russia. Supposedly under sanction, but Canada gives them that turban. Making sense of this stuff yet, folks? No, Ukraine bans opposition party. That's democracy. And if you haven't seen the elections that were now, most people now see the elections are useless and actually criminal, actually corruption. No, they'll still vote, but that's neither here nor there. But that's democracy here. You see that destruction going on. You see how there is not two parties. It's one plundering group of organized criminals under color of what we thought government was, no different than Ukraine. As we also see, Ukraine using artificial intelligence to catch people sabotaging the war effort. So China's using it to make up stuff, and now Ukraine, we see it's across the board, across the world. Ukraine's making up stuff to go after the people that they claim is sabotaging their war effort. There's really no war, is it? No, it's a front for the military-industrial contract complex to take advantage of people under their full faith of credit underneath the United States being NATO. And we see that by this story from Substack on M.T. Tracy. And I think I see him through Twitter every once in a while when putting stuff up. The fakery of the NATO summit continued Joe Biden's fake press conference. And he goes through and documents how this NATO summit was just a big false front. All the countries showed up. They treated Biden, isolated him off, and he was the main fare. Everyone, all the other, like Bojo, all those other leaders were all lumped together. The writer had access to those leaders without any restriction, but not Biden, and that he said it's a complete setup. And you can read about how the NATO is a front. If you had a question, it's not really the organization we thought. Anybody who doesn't read, it's not the organization that you might have thought that the United States is NATO. And so that's Russia now has comes clean in my mind to say NATO is an aggressor on our border and we can't allow it. And you violated, United States, you violated our agreement when we created Ukraine. So not going back through that, but also remember the Nazis that Russia decided they also needed to denazify Ukraine. I found this little story kind of interesting. If not, again, didn't make any sense how they do one and then the other. Germany is in NATO. They're now capitulating that Russia should be sanctioned, even though they're dying because of their actions. The United States did that to them. That a German court finds a 101-year-old ex-Nazi guard gives a 101-year-old ex-Nazi guard 5 years in jail. Now, how is it that they go after a 101-year-old ex-Nazi guard, gives them 5 years in jail when they're supporting Ukraine, which is actually run by Nazis? You got to explain that one to me. Well, so what's the real story? That makes no sense anymore. It stopped making sense. We should have taken that Nazi guard, like Operation Paperclip, and maybe brought him over to the United States if that's what they want to do. Why do you put him in jail for? You're already embracing Ukraine. Russia's not up with that. And you don't care. Thank you, Beetle. Yeah, no, you don't care as a nation to your offenses that you're doing in the world. And people are running from that into the arms of Russia. into the arms of China, and possibly for very good reason. French-German leaders warned populations prepare for total cutoff of Russian gas as social unrest looms. This was all done by the Green New Dealers and the United States. It didn't happen. This wouldn't happen but for those actions. Your populations are going to be looking at social unrest. I'm asking those populations, organize up. Don't get unrest. Get focused and take out those people that have continued this nonsense against you. Sri Lanka, please, if you could listen. Understand what's still working underneath the skin. You have to take responsibility. As another EU state returns to coal, destroying the New Deal. It just doesn't work, folks. You got the proof of how this thing is as the Netherlands has joined Germany and Austria in reverting to coal power amid energy crisis. There's no crisis. It's self-inflicted. It's all about corporations invading underneath the need and to make more money. I don't know why people aren't calling this out. I'm not the only observer. But here we have a little bit of a proof of that from a Telegram Zero Hedge reference to Zero Hedge. Major lithium producer could shut German plant over EU rule. EU cutting its, I told you, they've been cutting their nose to spite their face. And that's what the thing with the farmers is all about. They're after your production. But here we have a major lithium producer, which you would think the Green New Religion would need. They're cutting their nose to spite their face. Yet it's all in Germany, and yet it's all about that as we now move on to Evo Morales, the ex-leader of Bolivia, who had their model for their economics that he'll go through in this video to tell you that they fixed. They got rid of all this IMF nonsense that Sri Lanka is going to be inviting as a government. They got rid of it, and then he got attacked. His country got attacked. He was a coup that threw him out, which is denied. But then he now has some information that lithium was the main focus in the Tesla Corporation. Elon Musk was involved to oust him to get at the raw mineral lithium because the rest of the world's holding on, like China, is holding on to it and controlling it. And so now you see a different game going on. This is about the government promoting what? Commerce, right? It's about tying up and controlling those resources. Evo Morales will tell you that when the United States come in to ask and make a deal about their resources, it comes with a whole bunch of conditions on who they're going to talk to as nations, who they're going to, how they're going to deal with them, what they're going to do. And when China or Russia shows up, they just want to make deals. And so I almost find myself to be some like socialist because I believe in the autonomy of a nation to decide. I don't necessarily agree that the state should take the resources. But if they're going to be like Alaska does, and the resource, some of the Alaska people get the resources of the petroleum up there as a commons property, then maybe that's not so bad. At least it's from resources, right? Social peace is in great danger. Germany is quickly shutting down his energy economy, paralyzing the economy just because of what you're watching done and created by a dishonor of the United States and a fabrication of something that doesn't really exist in the world to bring on all of the new, the global B.F. Skinner box, if I can adapt what Allison McDowell has been talking about in her video, that you're not going to have hot water, you're dimming lights, the street lights. Nothing that a normal modernized system could work. You're being shut out of your power. And if you think that the power is important and you're missing it in the United States, you're going to have it. Well, they're going to shut off your power in Texas as grid operators warn of blackouts. In Texas, your electrical reliability council over there, folks, that's what you have over there in Texas. Reliability caught me. They're saying, no, watch out for your blackout, for rolling those through. So it's affecting across the world, folks. I hope something I said today kind of gives you an enlightenment that it's a global prison. The B.F. Skinner box is this square, the round globe in a square box. And I hope we can avoid all that. I'll be with you next week. Tech Diffs, for nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, Journey with Purpose.
opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.